This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You might have seen the headlines in yesterday's papers, and it was sharing the news that vacant office blocks might be repurposed for housing in the hopes of easing the accommodation crisis. But obviously these offices, they're built for workplaces. Is it actually possible to convert them to suitable housing? How would it actually work? Or would it end up taking more time and costing more money than just building houses in the first place? Well, that's what we're going to talk to our next guest about. It's great to have with us Adrian Buckley of Buckley Partnership Architects. So Adrian, let's talk about the practicalities. Is it possible to do what's proposed?
Hi, Wendy. Good morning. Great to chat. Yes, of course, it's possible. Obviously, there's a few practicalities that need to be kind of grappled with. And like for a new building that might have been recently built, maybe the investment might be too significant in terms of the office use, the ventilation systems, the glazing, all that's been spent in creating a new office building. It might be more difficult for it to stack up financially. But for an older office building that hasn't had that, major reinvestment, then it is likely to be possible. There are a few differences, obviously, between kind of office buildings and residential buildings, different floor to ceiling heights and things like that. And also subdivision, because obviously when it comes to residential, it really is about creating a number of different apartments and homes for different people, which all need to be, separated, so there is, privacy and scale and compartmentation and their safety.
I suppose the question then is, Adrian, would it be more expedient and would it save money doing it this way, or is it easier just to start from scratch?
Well, we did a project recently in Dublin, a commercial building that was in poor state of affairs. It hadn't had much investment for a long time. There was two commercial units on the ground floor, a barber shop and an optician. And we converted all the floors above and we got in five affordable apartments. It's a great building because it's an office building, but it's a commercial property. It means it's lovely floor to ceiling heights and things like that. A big challenge, obviously, was to compartment it. So you got five, autonomous individual apartments and, to make them very pleasant places to live. But it was actually quite affordable. The average cost per unit was probably in around €150,000, including design fees. So, it definitely did make financial sense. And I think, our office is in Bray, and when I look around, there's so many buildings on the main street in Bray that seem to have very little happening on the upper levels. So I think for the commercial buildings which have not had major investment in recent times, it has to be very attractive. There are some practicalities in terms of circulation and getting people into the buildings, and then also to kind of create a nice array of, individual autonomous apartments which need to be fire separated, obviously, and have amenities and balconies and windows and things like that. But it is interesting.
It seems to make sense, Adrian, you know, when you have a situation where a lot of companies that have big office blocks are you know, have a lot of empty seats because much more people are working from home or there's a hybrid working model. That's one part of it. But there's also, you know, let's take, if you look at Dublin, there's, for many people pre-COVID, there was a large commute times to workplaces and offices were often separate from residential areas. But you look at other European cities and that could be quite different in terms of, you know, a shorter commute. Yeah. So could that all so have that impact of just...
That is all going to change greatly. And like in Dublin, traditionally, you know, we've had our kind of, like, say, our office area, our residential area, all very segregated. One needs to use public transport to get from one locality to another. That's all on the change. Now the discussion is about the 15-minute city. And the idea is that where you live, that you should be able to work, you should be able to do your shopping, you should be able to go to the park, you know, enjoy amenity, all within a 15-minute walk of where you live. So when you move towards that strategy, the kind of the traditional delineation of land uses and zonings that has been heretofore the case in Dublin, you know, makes less and less sense. So I think what we're going to see in the development plans of various different cities and towns all around Ireland going forward is a much more kind of integrated look at having different kind of building uses happening, you know, in adjacency.
Adrian, really interesting to chat today. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. And also just great to hear from an architect who's actually done a project like what's being proposed and said, yeah, it's something that can work. That was Adrian Buckley there of Buckley Partnership Architects. And if you'd like to connect up with Adrian or his team, you can go to their website, which is bpa.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.